Good time zone. And welcome to the Temple of the Jedi Orders podcast. If you would like to know more about what the Temple of the Jedi Order is about, you can visit our website at www.templeofthejediorder.org. Today I'd like to talk to you about a decision tree that I learned about when I was very young on the path. It's a very useful tool when it comes to ethical dilemmas, recentering, and coming up with the best decision in the current circumstances. Essentially, it takes the creed and the two versions of the code and helps us discover what the right decision is according to our own moral compass. So first, we begin with the understanding that the creed is like a job description. We say to ourselves, I am a Jedi, an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, I shall bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. I am a Jedi. I shall never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And it's as if we take our circumstance, our problem, and we filter it through that creed. And we see all the kinks and all the knots and all the areas in which we really need to exercise that creed. It becomes more and more apparent to us as we recite the creed. And then we go in to the yet version of the Jedi Code. Emotion, yet peace. Ignorance, yet knowledge. Passion, yet serenity. Chaos, yet harmony. Death, yet the Force. And again, we're filtering our situation, our circumstance, the difficult problem we've come across, we're filtering it through that version of the creed, and we're asking ourselves, even in the midst of all my emotion, how can I find peace? Even in the midst of all of my ignorance, where are the nuggets of knowledge? Even in my passion, where is the serenity? Even in my chaos, where is the harmony? Even in death, where is the Force? And death doesn't have to be physical death. It could be death to the ideas that we have. Death to our own sense of righteousness, or death to our own sense of anything. Death to an old idea, birth of a new one. And again, we're taking our problem and filtering it through that creed. And now we're going into the version of the code, which is the no code. There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. there is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is the force. And we'll see that as we keep turning over and over and over this problem into these various filters, those no's become more and more apparent. I feel like I can make my decision in the absence of the emotions that were previously driving it. I feel like I can make the decision based on the knowledge I have on hand. I feel that I can make the decision without any chaos. I feel that I can make the decision without any passion. And again, I feel like I can make the decision, even if it means some death. You know, that's where we are. And then we can recite the creed again. I am a Jedi, an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, I shall bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. I am a Jedi. I shall never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. The Force is with me always, for I am a Jedi. And that helps us to, again, recenter ourselves, reminding ourselves what our job description is. That we are Jedi, we are instruments of peace. All of our decisions should come with the ultimate consequence of peace. And it helps us to recenter ourselves in the moment and in the true sense of who we are and who we are becoming. May the Force be with you all. Thank you. Now, what I'd like you to do for the week is try this out. Try making those hard decisions with the creed and the codes in mind. And see what it yields you. And if you have any thoughts, you can either share them on the forum or share them directly with me in my inbox. I'll be more than happy to discuss this with you. I'm hopeful that this helps someone. Glad I was able to share it. And looking forward to hearing your thoughts. May the Force be with you.